The new license is called the Sport Pilot and Light Aircraft License. It will require only 20 hours of flight time to earn, compared to more than 40 hours for the existing license. It does away with the need to learn about operating radios and navigation aids, because the pilots will be limited to using non-traffic controlled airports and will only be able to fly in daylight under visual flight rules. Under the new license, pilots will be limited to flying aircraft that weigh less than 1,300 pounds, fly slower than 130 miles per hour, and carry only one or two people. EAA officials say flying has not enjoyed the growth of other recreational sports because of the time and expense involved in getting a conventional pilot's license. The co-owner of a flight school in San Diego, Martha King, says the new license will bring back the excitement and the economy of the early days of flying.
In many, many ways, the light sport aircraft are going back to the beginning of aviation. They are more capable, more fun, more understood, but very similar in many ways in terms of performance, speeds, out in the air, to the Wright Flyer and the other planes produced in the beginning of aviation's first century.
Some existing aircraft, like the Piper Cub and many home-built planes, meet the criteria for the new sport pilot's license. The category of ultralights, that is, craft weighing less than 250 pounds, will remain unchanged, and no license will be required for their operation. AirVenture will draw about 700,000 spectators and 10,000 aircraft to Whitman Field in Oshkosh. It continues through Monday. John Powell, Wisconsin Public Radio.